Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the dynamics of a Blumpkin, Corey's trip to the Midwest for the holiday, Waffle and Mochi's holiday feast, and how we're taking the Christ out of Christmas. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble, a perfect holiday gift. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, Corey.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
What's going on, my sweet little pumpkin Blumpkin?
Oh, am I a pumpkin Blumpkin?
Do you know what a Blumpkin is?
Yes.
Go on.
Well,
describe it without describing it. Describe it without saying what it, we're trying to get a PG rating today.
Okay. So Blumpkin,
yeah,
is when you're sitting.
Oh yeah,
somewhere. Some might call it a throne.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone comes over to be knighted.
Oh.
So they kneel at the person sitting on the throne.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you could do that?
You're not really telling what the real deal is.
I'm trying to get a PG. And then they start giving little sweet kisses.
To the throne. Oh, no. the kneeler.
The kneeler.
Yeah. Sweet kisses.
The sweetest little nice kisses.
And what's the person sitting on the throne doing?
Well, their legs aren't crossed.
Okay.
They are... feet flat on the floor, like the Carrie Underwood song.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just chilling, you know, doing stuff, thinking.
Well, what kind of stuff?
They're thinking.
Okay.
Just
they're doing something very crucial that you're not describing.
Well, I don't know if I say poop, do I get a PG rating?
No, they're dropping the kids off at the pool. I think
they're all sink or swim, honey.
Yeah, at the throne. Who owns the throne?
This could be a tushy ad.
Oh, hey. Did you say who owns the throne
by Christina Aguilera?
Yes,
you do,
I
mommy.
Lobbed that to you,
you
and you didn't give me a
you do, mommy. Take it back. Take it to the top.
Who owns the throne?
Take it to the chorus. You do, mommy.
Thank you.
My mom, I was with my mom over the weekend and she literally goes, what is Christina Aguilera up to? I haven't seen or heard from her in years.
Oh, well, she's not been paying attention.
That's what I said. I said, well, she dropped an album when we were on The Amazing Race the second time.
Destudeme.
That's not, isn't Destudeme on Lotus?
Or is that's it, on, I think it's on Bionic.
Oh, Legend of the United States. Is this a Christina Aguilera Queens edition?
It could be.
You didn't know.
It could be.
You didn't know Lotus stood for Legend of the United States.
It does not. It is not. You know, yes, about? Do you guys? Do you know about Nancy Reagan?
Wait, I'm not. I haven't moved on yet. One last thing about a Blumpkin.
Okay.
Do you think you could?
Speaking of Blumpkins,
do you think you could
be the receiver of a Blumpkin or the giver of a Blumpkin?
Either? Honestly, either. I mean, if you had to do one, which would you rather be?
I would rather receive the Blumpkin.
And do you think part of the most crucial part of a Blumpkin is that, like, you need to actually be pooping while you're getting blown? Or is it like you,
yes.
Or is it like you pooped and you didn't get up yet and someone blew you?
Well, okay, so why didn't you get up? Did you flush? Did you wipe? Or
are
you just
you were about to flush or wipe, and then
it's crucial. It's crucial that what is coming out is happening as the nighting.
Do you think you could time a climax with it coming out?
I usually do. I think you could. I haven't tried it. Okay. Should we independently try it?
No.
It doesn't have to be like a Blumpkin per se, but it could be like a personal experience while on the toilet and time it exactly an expulsion from both ends at the same moment.
I don't want that. I'm not into it.
And we could both do it at 11:11. Hey, you know how?
Hey, what
like,
are you doing in the next hour and 24 minutes?
I've got a whole game plan. I set up a whole experience in the bathroom.
Which bathroom?
Oh, the shitting bathroom.
Okay, good. Good. Just checking. Yeah, just jerking.
I went and got toilet paper from CVS yesterday, and ooh, I got like a 24-pack. Every bathroom is stocked. Got put toilet paper over here, toilet paper over here.
Did you carry that home? Did they give you one of those like plastic straps?
No, I just kind of left with it. I was hugging it. What's next?
You hugged. Because I'm envisioning you walking home with a...
I'm starting to develop a shopping problem, I think.
Okay.
Because I go for something, I leave with... So last night, for example...
All women who love Target
syndrome.
This is
Target
you are the Target woman. You are Target
Well,
girl.
I went to Pavilions last night for broccoli, spinach, and one sweet potato.
And what'd you come home with?
I spent $300. Well, here's the thing. I just feel like Hudson and I don't normally like to go to... grocery shop. Like, yeah. I will more often than not like swing by and grab a bag, what I can carry in one bag, like
and
a couple of those trips a week as opposed to one big shopping trip. And so I was like, oh my god, you know what? I'm already going there for fresh broccoli. I should just. And so I did, and then I came home and I said, oh my god, babe, we got groceries.
You were like, please come downstairs and help me carry these in. Mm-hmm.
No, I carried them all up and he put them all away. We got a good system going on.
Wow. Yeah. What did the dogs do?
No,
nothing.
What are the dogs doing right now?
No, what did they do? No help with the groceries.
Oh, they were very excited because
did you get
so my Pavilions has a sales section, which Hudson is kind of like, you shouldn't go to the sales section of a grocery store. And I'm like, well, why not? Like, some things could be good still.
I saw a TikTok of a Whole Foods dumpster
diver.
I don't know. Is that problematic? Are they being called something else now? I don't know.
A dumpster diver?
Would you rather be a dumpster diver or a dumpster diva?
A dumpster diva.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was gonna say I saw this person got a haul.
Yeah. Well, grocery stores often throw away things that are aesthetically not the vibe, but are still able to be eaten.
Oh hell yeah!
So whether that means it's got a little bit of like an ugly look to it, or for my grocery store, they always have like a whole sales section back behind the SodaStream canisters, and it's all like seasonal stuff.
I've never seen that at my grocery store.
December 1, oh baby, go take a peek. You will find
turkeys.
Everything, fresh turkeys,
stuffing,
alive turkeys.
Cranberry sauce.
You'll find all that stuff. And I found like a whole bunch of like autumn flavored things. You know what I'm saying? Like coffee that's like
pumpkin
autumn
spice,
coffee. Blumpkin spice.
Maple leaf creamer.
Anyway, so I came home with so much, and then we put up the tree yesterday.
Oh, wow. I can't believe you waited in that long.
The kissing tree has been starving.
You've been begging for that tree for weeks.
Months.
Truly, yeah, months. I haven't put up mine, but I put up my wreath. Did I send you a picture? Oh, yes. And I told you she was unafraid to reference or not reference.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I did see that. Hey, I've recently been getting into wreaths, and I told Hudson, I said, I would like to be a wreath person. Can we make wreaths?
Yeah, you guys were talking about it when you were here, and then that's what reminded me that my wreath fell off the shelf and broke, so I had to go buy a new foam circle, and I had to redo my wreath. And actually, I think it looks better than the first version.
Well, you made it with a foam circle?
So you go get a foam circle.
Okay.
And mine just had all this like kitschy stuff just pushed into it. So there's like some greenery, and then there's like some bulbs and some stars and some beads and some... I'm going to have to post a picture now.
Post it on the Discord.
I've been told sometimes it's a little garish because it's very screams Christmas, but...
Well, here's what I would like. I would like to see on the Discord, can everyone please share what kind of festive vibes you are presenting to your household? Because it's okay if it's like a small little section. It's okay if it's nothing. It's okay if it looks like garbage. It's okay if you don't do anything. But like, I would like to see, now that we are becoming all adults and we are making our own, like we're not doing what our parents did. We're making our own traditions. I want to see like, what is one thing that you make sure you put up every year?
I love it.
Have this little knitting kit. It's like a it was like at a bookstore where they have like the activity books.
Sure.
And like, I guess you can open some of them and they have like supplies you can use for the activities.
Okay. Pipe cleaners.
You know what I'm saying?
Pipe cleaners and shit.
Sure, strings, things. Anyway, felt. And so I have one of those that's like, how, like you can make little cute little felt food things with like little faces on them, and they have instructions for all of them. And so I got this a couple years ago, and every year I sew one, and I make an ornament of like a little food out of felt. And so I need to figure out what my food is that I'm making this year. Last year, I just put it up on the tree. This little donut thing that I made last year, it was really cute.
I remember seeing it. Remember when you used to have a P.O. box and you would just get like so many pickle ornaments?
Oh, God. Should I open a P.O. box again?
Yeah, you're welcome to now that I don't live there and don't have to help with it.
Yeah.
Okay. All the fucking glitter bombs.
Yeah, I know.
Popped,
it was like kind of
popped
like,
bags of Doritos. Thank you all for sending.
If you ever sent anything to my P.O. box, just know that I still have it and I cherish it every day. I don't start a day without going through my bucket of P.O. box gifts, having one chip out of each Dorito bag.
If you know. Ever mailed Tyler a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos, just know that it did not arrive intact. And that I had to open it and throw it away.
No. No, no.
Well, I cashed the corner.
Of course, of course. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Yeah, so we're in this festive spirit now. We are officially in it. We've been watching holiday movies.
Did you watch The Family Stone?
No, but it keeps coming up.
Well, my TikTok has over 50,000 views now. I'm viral.
Oh, that is pretty big.
50,000? I know. I texted Lisa and asked her if she could rep me.
Well, and then good luck in all of your endeavors.
And then she watched it last night, and let me tell you, she hated it. She live tweeted the experience via text to me.
Oh, no.
Lisa didn't love The Family Stone. It's all right. It's not for everyone. Not everyone has taste.
Oh, I thought you were saying she live texted you watching your video.
No, she live. Oh, sorry. She watched The Family Stone with her husband last night, and they texted me a play-by-play. And they were all, "What kind of person likes a sad Christmas movie?" And I said, "Baby, I'm a Pisces. We're a sad boys." No, I was home. I was home for the holidays visiting my family over the weekend because I was trying to sneak in and sneak out before like the holiday rush. Right. And we got to put up my mom's tree, which was nice. And I'm sorry, but there's just nothing nicer than like my mom goes to bed at like 8 o'clock and my brother was like going to bed early too, just to like stand in the living room with all the lights off, but like the Christmas tree lit up. What a nice feeling.
Sure.
Isn't that great? Just to stand and look at the tree, how pretty it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sparks joy.
I mean, I like to have mine on. I keep my lights on glows and then.
Oh, it's like breathing?
An ebb and flow of glowing.
Damn.
And it's beautiful.
You freak.
I could just have it on all the time. I really could. And I usually do. It stays up until like March usually.
Yeah. No, it makes me want to have a space large enough for a Christmas tree because I just would stand in the living room and be like, oh, it's a good tree. It's a beautiful.
Did your family have any? Did you play any fun games? Did you do anything Christmassy, or was it just? Do you have any traditions?
Our Christmas traditions include playing Catan with my brothers and their spouses.
Do they know about your behavior?
Well, they know that I won every game of Catan that we played over the weekend.
Do they know about how you act when you play Catan? Do they?
Not this slander. I refuse the to slander.
Because if you're listening and you've ever wanted to play Catan with Corey, just know that if things don't go his way, he might not be happy. and if he's not happy, the game may not stay intact.
If mama ain't happy, then baby ain't happy, ain't sister ain't happy, ain't puppy ain't happy.
And that's the tea. So did you win?
I literally won every game. We only played twice, but I won both times. The last game was a real nail biter. I won in the final moments.
Do you play with an expansion pack or the regular?
We only had four, so we played the regular, but we sometimes play the six. I don't love it. I would much rather play four. But it was nice. I mean, that's it. And then my dad, you know, my dad's a butcher. He made his famous Christmas ham, and I wrote down the recipe this year.
Oh, nice.
Bitch.
I heard we're having turkey for Christmas, and I'm, like, not very pleased about that.
Not manicotti?
Well, I said, that's what I asked. I said, well, I have been hyping up your manicotti, so what's the deal on this?
Are you being veg vegan for Christmas dinner?
I'm gonna try to be. I mean, everything is an attempt.
You're trying your best.
Yes, and I find that when I go home to Michigan, my family is pretty accommodating, so I think it'll be fine.
Well, look at that.
Although I did hear that we have to bring a gift that is. It's going to be like for a white elephant, but it's not something you can't go buy it. It has to be something that you already have.
I heard so, squatty potties are great white elephant gifts.
But like it's supposed to be used? Not used? Oh. It's not like a re-gifting. It's supposed to be like something that's yours that you want to give away. I don't want to give my squatty potty. It would have to get a real scrubby dubby.
Take your Teen Choice Award. Wrap it up.
Okay.
Be one of those people who takes a surfboard on a plane.
Maybe a signed picture of me?
Yeah.
Maybe I do have a stack of like 100 or 150 I can't stop watching YouTubers posters.
Why don't you just pick up some books, wrap a bunch of books together that you haven't read? Put crouton. Are the dogs going to Michigan?
No, and I'm sad.
Oh,
I'm sad.
Well, they can come up here. I'll babysit.
I don't really feel comfortable, and this is no disrespect to people that do. I don't know if I feel comfortable, like, putting the...
Sorry.
Oh, bless you.
Take that again.
No, keep it there. I don't know if about putting the dog underneath the plane. You know about that?
How
they do that? If the dog is too big to be underneath your, like, on your lap or something?
So my brother flew with his dog when we just did it. But I mean, his fit under the seat, but they were very, keep that dog under the seat.
Yeah, I don't think crouton could do that. I would have to put him underneath storage.
Yeah, he would have to go under. Willie could probably fit.
Willie could fit and he would behave. Crouton, it would be, even if he could fit, he would not behave. It would be too much.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, my brother was super stressed about taking his dog on the plane, and I was grateful that we were able to fly together and I was able to help him.
That's beautiful.
It was nice.
That's lovely.
I mean, flying is stressful, but having a dog and being able to like sit and pet it at the gate before we boarded was nice.
Imagine having to fly with kids. Imagine having to have kids.
Huh. Oof. I can't imagine.
Ooh.
But
I mean, I see people traveling with their kids and I think, will you enjoy any part of this? Will they enjoy any part of this?
One of the like recent flights I was on, these people had an infant in arms. So what's that like, less than two? And I had the window seat. And they came around with like the snacks and the drinks and everything. And they were all, we're buying you a snack box. And I was like, that is not necessary. You don't have to do that. And they're like, no.
Buying you one?
They paid for like, they bought me a drink and like a snack box. Cause they were like, well, you have to sit with this baby in our arms. They were so sweet. And I was like, your child has been fine.
you're like, don't buy me a snack box. Just give me the baby.
It was very similar to that. Yeah.
I'll just take the child.
It was very kind of them.
I think it would be fun to assume the role of some like a creepy person who really wants to hold the baby. I'll just hold the baby. Like a witch. Not like any type of weird, but I'm saying like witch weird.
The next time you board a plane, please go dressed as a full
witch.
Give
me the child.
With like a big witch's hat and a cloak and a fake nose.
Baby, that is my flying outfit. What are you talking about?
Well, and bring the wicker basket from Snervis.
That is my carry-on. Little peekaboos on both sides. You know the little flaps on a wicker basket? Like
absolutely.
On both sides. You see a little baby's hands.
Yes.
Clasping the wicker.
I love that. Mm. I think there should be more pranks on airplanes. That involve witches, so? Not anything weird.
Okay, sure, yeah. Okay, sure. You want like a, like what kind of witchcraft? You want magic? Like somebody that's like,
no,
has but, a deck of cards coming out of their mouth?
You know I do. You know I love magic.
Like when somebody's like, achoo, and it's just a bunch of cards.
And then a bunch of cards or like a bunch of glitter comes out.
No, I don't want that on a flight. No. That's giving me Spirit Airlines. It's not good.
Spirit Airlines, spirits, but it's all spirits. Gross.
It's spirits. Spirits, gargoyles, psychics, you name it.
Yeah, all the staff dresses as witches, ghosts, gargoyles.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks or a disorganized closet or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
As we were putting up the Christmas tree, Hudson was like, what if, like, we got something, like, because we're not, here's the thing about my relationship with Christmas. I'm not religious.
You took the Christ out of Christmas a long time ago.
I took the Christ out of Christmas. It never was there. She was never there. And
you never went to midnight mass?
I did, but kind of just to, like, troll.
For dick?
For dick. To look at the chandeliers and think who's going to die if the glass all falls.
To smell, big thoughts. You like the smell of the candles at church?
Not really.
No.
I don't think they were scented.
Were you afraid? Did you ever dip in the holy water?
Dip what? Dip and slip?
Your fingies.
You know about the dip and slip?
Yes, you
Speaking
and I.
Speaking of Blumpkins.
Yeah, literally. The
Have you ever gotten a dip and slip while you're sitting on a holy water trough?
Yes. I only shit in holy water. Is that problematic?
Go on.
Did I just take the Christ out of Christmas?
Okay, so I don't have any Christ in Christmas, and I definitely do not have any consumerism or capitalism in Christmas. So, like, for me, I'm very into Christmas, but I don't want to do the gifting, and I don't want to do the Jesus. I just want to have the festive. I just want to have the decorations. I just want to have the, like, the vibes, the jingles. Like, I don't want to do, like... I don't want to do any other part of it.
Did you get the dog stockings?
No, but I think I'm gonna. I think I'm gonna, yeah.
Do you put a star on your tree or an angel? What are your thoughts on Christmas tree toppers?
as we were decorating, Hudson was like, well, if we're not into, like, Jesus, and if we're not into, like, Christmas, like, we might as well have, it doesn't have to be a tree. We could, so I was like, oh. I think we might go to the, you know, that big prop store on, like, Melrose or something, or maybe Santa Monica, or I don't know what. It's like a huge movie props, like, junkyard. What if we found something that was our, like, our winter solstice, whatever, and we decorate that? So that's maybe possibly next year.
This is very Colby Calais Christmas in the Sand.
Speaking of which, I just... Actually, not speaking of which.
Is she a witch?
Kind of speaking of which, so, yeah. Well, there's this movie on Netflix that I just watched. And I say movie, but it was like 23 minutes. It was like puppets. Tracy Ellis Ross.
Okay.
Is that her name?
That's a person. I don't know if that's her. Diana Ross is
there.
Daughter.
She's singing, and there's a chef who's there singing. And she's not singing. She's talking. And it's like about this waffle creature and a little mochi, and they're best friends, and they make up their own winter holiday. It was cute.
So is it live action or a cartoon?
It's live action.
But Mochi sings.
It's kind of strange. Waffle and Mochi Christmas special. It's not Christmas, it's a holiday special. Watch Waffle and Mochi's Holiday Feast. Michelle Obama's in it.
Okay. Do you think she'll win an Oscar?
It's 28 minutes long. It was fun. I highly recommend. I recommend highly.
All right. I'll dabble.
Watch it stoned. Watch it stoned.
I got 28 minutes to kill.
If you are like me and you're like, oh, I don't have a relationship to Christmas or a winter holiday, it's about making your own holiday.
Well, I've got...
So.
I'm big on that. Make your own holiday. Start your own tradition.
It was wonderful. I think you'll love it.
Well, I do love fun. Was it fun?
Waffles and Mochi's Holiday Feast.
You know I love fun and you know I love to laugh. Is it either?
Both. I laughed multiple times. It was like LOL.
Laugh out loud funny?
Yes.
Damn.
Only on TBS.
No.
Or no?
Wait, did you watch the Sex and the City new reboot?
I have not watched it yet, but I did get a text from Corey Cool.
Did you get it spoiled?
No, I have nothing spoiled.
Oh. Well.
I just know that you hated it, and so I'm probably going to love it.
I just think, oh my God, and then so many of my friends here were going to like start watching the original franchise from the beginning, and it reminded me of when you and I were on The Amazing Race the second time, and it was before we left, and they like lock you in a hotel room for 5 days. And speaking of TBS, they were doing a Sex and the City series marathon for the whole fucking 5 days where there was nothing else on. And Tyler made us lay in the beds and watch endless episodes of Sex and the City.
And just like that.
It was...
I loved it.
I still find it. I mean, it's
a show that definitely did not age well. Just a warning.
Oh. Well, they say that about Friends, too.
Yeah, well, Friends is, yeah.
Hey, wait. Okay, so you didn't watch it, so I won't spoil it. But I'll just let it be known I still think Carrie's insufferable. Did you see that meme I sent you of her looking like exactly like E.T. in drag?
Yes, everybody be sending me that, because that's my favorite picture of drag queen.
Well, then, anyway. I was going to say, I actually watched... Did you... I know we're like... I'm like 4 years older than you, but did you ever really get into any of the Real Worlds?
No.
So I really took...
I mean, I would sometimes watch them.
Yeah.
But I would more so watch them because I knew that, like, to know the Real World Road Rules universe,
yeah,
in the challenge and stuff like that, like, these, I wanted to know their origin stories.
I mean, that makes sense.
And it really depended on if there was a gay on the season. I wouldn't watch it if there were no gays.
That makes sense. I really took the bait. I saw, like, a Paramount Plus commercial. That was all... because you know they've taken like the first couple seasons of the Real World and they've like brought them all back together for like a reunion and it's been like 30 years later.
Ooh. Have you watched them? Are they good?
I took the bait and I didn't watch the one that they did for like the first season because I never watched the first season of the Real World because I was like 8 years old at the time. And then the second season, I was a little more familiar with some of the storylines and some of the characters and that's what they were advertising. And boy, did I get sucked into 3 episodes of them like rehashing drama from 30 years ago. And I was so like stoned watching it. And I was just like, wow, this shit happened to people in a house 30 years ago. And it has impacted and changed their entire lives for like better or worse. And that to me was like, that was just like, it's just weird that the experiment all along was like, how would people react in a house of like strangers? But to see them actually like pull out and like revisit it 30 years later is crazy because 30 years feels like forever ago. And to see that people are still like dealing with shit that happened, like, thank God we went on. Thank God the reality TV show we went on was just a fun race around the world.
But also thank God, I think that I feel like both of us are able to.
Yeah.
Process things, yeah, or maybe like not get into pickles that we would not
want. That's fair. I mean,
in a normal,
that's fair.
I don't know.
It's interesting too because they talk a lot about the context of just like things being different 30 years ago as well, and like obviously things that flew then certainly aren't going to fly now, but I don't know. I did not think I would be into it, and I like sat and watched 3 episodes so stoned last night, and I was like, my God, like peeking back into a chapter of your life from 30 years ago and being this affected by it is like, I don't know. I was enjoying being the fly on the wall.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like going to like a 10-year reunion, 20-year reunion. People like will bring up the same things.
Right, but it's like, oh, imagine like having had it filmed.
Yeah, but having an audience, yeah.
Right, and having had it be an audience and like hearing them talk about like how they were actually like rock stars when they were on the show because it was such a time before reality TV. And it's like you and I have people that'll say hi to us from like the race or from the podcast or stuff, but they were actually like the first people to do it. So it's just like thinking of how their lives were. I don't know. It was wild. I enjoyed it. I don't know if anyone watches The Real World, but
on
it was
Paramount?
Like, damn. Yeah, it was on Paramount Plus.
Word.
I hope they keep doing it because I would actually be even more interested to watch them revisit the seasons that I watched when I was like in my teens, because that was when I started like getting into it. Anywho, we're at time.
Hey, no, you know what I want to recommend before we go?
Hell yeah.
Have you seen Encanto?
No, but I saw your tweets and I thought, now that I'm done with all my holiday travel, I will love to go see that by myself at a movie theater.
Oh my God. No,
did you see it in a theater or on Disney Plus? I don't know where
it is.
I'm
trying to remember. I feel like we went to the theater. I think we went to the theater. Yeah. Oh, we went
Honey, to the how theater. Do you not know?
we went to the theater, but I was stoned. And so like, it was almost kind of like it was too much going on. And there were people we knew in the audience. And so I was like, I was on an edible and I was unable to do what was necessary for being social. Anyway, it was so good. I think you're going to like roll your eyes a little bit at some of the music, but it was fun. It's like, you know, Moana.
I love. I'm a Disney and Pixar fan. I love, like, I'm 36 and still love animated movies.
It is. So if you, how did you feel about the music of Moana?
I was fine with it.
The Lin-Manuelification.
Well, that, you know, I'm never a fan of, but overall, like, I don't know. I'm always down for like Disney and Pixar music.
You can tell that it's Lin-Manuel Miranda doing that, his thing. You know?
That makes me a little nervous.
I know. But like, I thought the movie was so good. I thought it like tackled some really like powerful topics. It was super queer. Multiple queer characters. Queer-coded characters. And like about like family expectations and I don't know. It was like magical and fun. I loved it. It was beautiful. The music was kooky.
I'm into it. Maybe I'll see if one of my friends want to go see it this week.
I recommend it. Hey, I want to know if y'all have seen it. What did you think? If y'all are going to see it or not. I just feel like it didn't really have that much hype. Or maybe I'm just not where it's being marketed to.
Yeah.
But I haven't really seen people talk about it. But also coming out of it, like thinking, okay, well, what's the breakthrough song? Since it's kind of like a movie, musical, Disney, Pixar experience. There wasn't really like an earwormy song for me.
That's okay.
Which is fine.
I don't need a radio crossover hit with all of them.
Yeah, no.
Demi Lovato can take a season off.
Sure. Lin-Manuel Miranda can't.
Oh. Are you going to see West Side Story?
No. Are you going to see Tick, Tick, Boom?
So I started watching and I made it like 15, 20 minutes in and I thought I am very still not interested in this movie at all. Oh. And so I turned it off.
I want to see it because I hear everyone saying it's really good. But as far as West Side Story goes, I mean, maybe I'll see it. I just don't really like... I never liked West Side Story. I never was.
See,
trying to
you
get
know
into
me.
That game.
Like I did. I've never done like my. I've heard, I know a lot of titles of musicals, but I have never done my like digging and research. So I don't know any of the music of it, but I'll see it. I love a musical.
Sure.
Cool.
Sure.
Well.
Okay.
Here we are. Another week.
Where can people find you?
You can find me. I don't know.
Oh my God! Wait, I forgot to talk about the RuPaul Christmas movie.
I didn't watch it.
Have you seen it?
Save it for next week. Put it on the list.
Here's your assignment. Watch it because I'm telling you we need to discuss it.
Okay.
The Bitch Who Stole Christmas, watch it.
Is it new?
It's new. It's new. It's just watch it and we will discuss. That's everyone's homework.
Your tone and your face isn't selling me on watch it. So you can find me Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson, watching the Family Stone for the 8th time this holiday season.
Okay.
Where can people find
you? You can find me on Twitch. I'm going to be hanging out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm flying on Thursday back to Michigan, so I am not going to be on Twitch. But then the following week, next week, I'm doing all 5 days, all Animal Crossing. So it's going to be a whole holiday Animal Crossing week. So I will hope to see you all
Some
there.
People call that an extravaganza.
It is, I do believe.
Okay. Bye.
I'll see you on the Discord. Bye.